Thank you very much. So first of all, when I looked in the agenda and I saw all the companies presenting today in this session and their titles, I thought about, okay, what will I talk about? And then we have people about talking about IP and people talking about service provider and security. So I thought, so maybe I'll speak a little bit about sensors. And I try to explain you in the presentation a little bit why I'm thinking that this is important. So first of all, I will give you some introduction why I think it's important, and then I will give you some real-time, some real products which are in the market leveraging the technology. So first of all, and you have seen this already a couple of times, is what is the future internet? And I will try here to come up with a lot of different examples from transportation to e-health to payment to scanning product information in the retail to wellness and everything. So as we said the whole day, it's a lot of different applications, but it all is about getting some identification. It's all about getting some wireless connectivity or getting some connectivity itself. And it's always about getting content. And it has to be new content. So new content gives new services. And new content has to be digitalized. And this is why it's a lot of about wireless sensors. As we heard in the talk before, that there will be thousands of sensors in the smart grid. And there will be thousands of sensors in e-health. And there will be... So it's all about we have to collect the data to come up with new service and to generate new markets. So when we look in the past, then in Europe, when we invented GSM, it was all about voice. So it was all about talking to each other. And then we tried to step up and we said, okay, can we do WAP? And it was all about data connectivity between the phone and the internet. And then there's iPhones came up, and then we were talking about music and video and photo, and we were all up in media, and suddenly we were in 3 billions of mobile phones worldwide, and then the sensor things came up. And with the sensor things, we get all the GPS, all the acceleration, all the sensors getting more and more into the phone. And this is actually the start of a kind of Internet of Things, because we're getting new data and new services into the mobile world. And so, unfortunately, when we look in the last couple of weeks, so we somehow in Europe, we lost a little bit our space in the mobile operational systems. So now the question is, where is our piece now in this mobile devices and mobile Internet of Things? So when I look into that, then I look at the sensors and I say, if I look in the top 10 suppliers of sensors, of MEMS, then I found a lot of European companies. So Europe has a very strong lead, actually, in MEMS. And in providing MEMS solution for speakers, for temperature, for pressure, and all of that. And we are doing that quite well. And actually, 60% of this goes into mobile consumer devices. So out of Europe, we are doing a lot of Internet of Things on the sensor base for the mobile world. And now the question is, what comes next? So how can we erase this? How can we leverage this and further and getting more market share? So in that, I would like to expand the space a little bit, saying this is a MEMS technology, and what do we need to also get the new automotive, the new health, the new areas for the Internet of Things. So now this is a little bit technical, but if you look at how do you build MEMS, then I build MEMS by having a chip, I'm packaging it, I'm putting it in the board, putting it in the PC, and I'm building up my system. So one thing Europe is now doing a lot of research and came quite away is we are trying to do large area, flexible kind of sensors. Where we trying to do print inks on foils, putting functional layers on foils, creating flexible sensors, packaging them, and integrate them into the objects to make them smart. So we're getting smart skins, we're getting smart object surfaces, something where we can react with an object, directly on a large area. So this is an area Europe came to put a lot of money in and came up with very nice solution. And I would like to present you some of these now. Just as an understanding, what is a large area sensor? So the most successful large area sensor, everybody knows, it's a touchscreen. So a touchscreen is a pressure sensor. And everybody uses a touchscreen at the moment. Everybody knows how it goes. And it's getting larger, and it's getting everywhere. Everybody knows about the touchscreen as a large area sensor. So this kind of concept that you have a person acting with an object via a large area sensor is something which is very common to us, and everybody does it. So now, at the first thing is, so there are people now thinking about how can we get touch screens more into automotive, for example, as we talked about automotive before. So for example, there are people working now at Bayer to come up with touch screen which has a haptic feeling, so you feel the touch. So why do you need to feel the touch? Because in automotive, when I'm driving, I want to feel I press a button. I want to feel it because I don't want to look at it. You should look at the street and not on the button. So if you get removed of all the buttons in the new electronic cars, you would like to have solutions where you feel a button pressed. So people are now working on getting haptic surfaces. So other thing is people also looking not only haptic into it, but also getting some light sensitivity inside of this object. So if you press it, then it will be a light going on, and the light is integrated into the foil. So you get a dynamic active feedback about it. So these are all things people working in Germany quite well to get this into the automotive industry. And what was recently done in a project sponsored by the EU was this 3+ project where people worked about a solution that you can recognize a person by a printed sensor. So you can imagine you have a large area which is printed with some ink, and when I just go through the wall will recognize myself. So it recognizes the temperature of a person, and when it feels the finger or it feels a person, it's reacting on you. So you can see, for example, that when you are sitting in the car and you want to change your radio, you just do some movement, and then it will be changing the channel, for example, or something like that. So, or if you're walking up to a wall, it's recognizing a person is coming to the wall. So it's not all. It's not about a camera doing some picture of you. It's just about the body temperature reacting. So this is all. These are all interesting applications for inside of the car, but this human-machine kind of interface technology can also be used in another type of way. And here there is a startup in Germany which was actually now financially supported by 3M end of last year. And what they do is they are printing conductive symbols inside of the package themselves. So, and this symbol has different forms. And when you put that symbol on any kind of capacitive touchscreen, it's recognizing it. It's like a printed fingerprint. So if you put, let's say, you use your hand and you put it on the screen of your iPhone or of your Google phone, Android phone, then it's recognizing the way you touch the screen. And this form is printed inside of the packages. So what that means, they can use any kind of touchscreen to read out information of a package. So you could say any kind of touchscreen is becoming an RFID reader. So the whole infrastructure is already out there, and also what they have to do is to come up now with solutions to come up, print different kind of symbols on packages, and every person can scan this with any kind of touchscreen. So this is, again, an interesting way how you use large area sensors to interact between different kinds of objects. So we heard about pharmacy and we heard about e-health quite a while today. So in this case, it's about also a patient-centric solution to look into pills and delivery for the elderly. We heard this market also a couple of times today. And for example, interesting is there are solutions in Europe now available that you get NFC compatible chips inside of the packages, and you can read it out with NFC capable phones. What I found interesting is that we are now already starting, and we heard about the machine-to-machine module just before, that people are now putting real GSM modules inside of the package. So I found this very interesting because this brings now GSM into a pillbox. So they have the pillbox and they pointed sensors under each of these pills, and when you remove a pill, a signal is sent via GSM. So, and if you get a new pill package, you just remove the GSM module and put it in the new package. So it's a removable GSM module which can be reused in any kind of medical packages. So this makes it very easy for the patients to track their pills and to get a status about the treatment. There are also other solutions now going on to come up with smart packaging solutions where you integrate batteries, you integrate memories, you integrate human-machine interfaces into packages, and this is what you see in the middle, and this was also a project which was sponsored by the EU Commission in the area of printed electronics. So finally, a main thing for large area sensors is in the area of medical, and there Europe has a big potential because the medical space is something we are very strong, and so people come up with very different solutions to measure body signals, to look at wound treatment with light sensors and or temperature sensors, come up with sensors inside of packages of watches or on the body. So there's a huge investment at the moment in having medical large area sensors and getting this connected from an alarm point of view and an event point of view with the medical persons, with the doctors. And it's for the medical field, it's really important that it's a large area kind of sensor, because we talk about our body. The largest sensors actually we have, it's the skin. So, and with this, I would like to say that, yes, we are enabling intelligent objects in the Internet of Things, and they are machine-to-machine-based, and they are IP communicating, but we have digital sensors, content which is sensed by sensors and in hopefully by European manufacturers, MEMS, and large area sensors in the future. Thank you very much.